Welcome to the Green Room on Radio Kansas. I'm Ken Baker, and I'm joined by principals of the Wichita Grand Opera presenting Scalia Ginsburg this weekend. Jenna Clark, Dan Snyder, thanks for joining us this noon hour. Good to see you.
Great to be here.
So I've been doing a little bit of research. I have not myself heard Scalia Ginsburg, heard a lot about it. It's been around for a while. It's composed, yeah. And the libretto, I guess, is by someone who these days you'd call a polymath, I think, Derek Wang. Quite an individual.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good point. Sometimes thinking about that, he seems to have an inside grasp of constitutional law and the same thing going on for quotes from opera. It's really quite a span, quite a combination.
I think he's qualified in both counts. Quite an event you have going on this weekend. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, Jenna's in town from Colorado, she'll be singing the part of Justice Ginsburg, and then I'll be singing the part of Antonin Scalia. It's been a lot of fun having Jenna in town, as well as Michael, who is singing a part of the commentator, kind of comes in almost like one of the narrators in a Bach Passion. There's this additional kind of a feature.
Do you have something of an elevator speech about the opera itself, or about the historical connections between these two?
Well, it's really great being in the historical county courthouse. We're performing in a venue where a lot of, judges have been and court cases have come through. And so we'll be singing in one of the historic rooms. And it's personally been one of the highlights, just being in that space and performing these characters. That has been a huge highlight for me.
So what have you been singing recently that leads you into this role?
Well, I actually just performed Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg at Opera Naples in Naples, Florida in February. So it's still very fresh. And in Colorado, I do a lot of performing and got the call that they were doing it here. And I was like, oh, that's just right on the top of my brain. And I can just plug it right in. And these singers here are so incredible. I'm having a really, really great time working with all the musicians here.
So again, it takes place in the Sedgwick County Courthouse. It's limited to, I understand it's extremely limited, 64 patrons, I think, for each
of the events. Yeah, it's a combination, a dinner, and really it's serving sort of a fundraiser, as well as a celebration of the relationship of Scalia and Ginsburg that was historically around opera. It's all got a lot of these connections. And it's kind of an exclusive event. It's small. It's a chance to see a lot of things, this performance, not least. But also, as Jenna was alluding to, the presence there in the historic courthouse, 1888, a great slice of old Wichita.
So Jenna, you've known about the opera, needless to say, for quite a while. Do you know about the opera company? Have you been involved with Wichita Grand Opera previously?
I haven't before, and this is an exciting new time that I get to work with some new people that is not too far from where I live in Denver, Colorado, and it's just been so great so far. I really have enjoyed getting to know all the people here.
So again, there are two performances on the 12th and the 13th. I'm afraid I don't know even what time of day the opera itself starts.
6:30, so 6:30 p.m.
So dinner starts an hour earlier, something like that, or
that's what I understand. Now, my job is not so much in the kitchen or serving, so don't hold me to that. But I know that if you show up at 6:30, you will get an opera and get fed in the course of the evening.
Well, it's an extraordinary event, literally extraordinary in the limited seating, if nothing else. We'll be chatting more about that in a couple of moments with Jenna Clark and Dan Snyder, who are Ginsburg and Scalia, respectively, in Scalia and Ginsburg, which is being performed this weekend by Wichita Grand Opera. And opera is on our minds, a decidedly more modern opera, even more modern than Einstein on the Beach, is Scalia Ginsburg, which you can see have two chances, but just two chances to see this weekend. Only about 130 seats available in total. So you want to be going to the Wichita Grand Opera website and learning all you can. But we have a couple of experts on the line, Jenna Clark and Dan Snyder, who are both singing in the opera, pretty much singing the whole opera, I would guess, between you.
Yeah, so one thing I was thinking is when you hear about Scalia Ginsburg, the opera, it's kind of hard to know what you're walking into. But honestly, it's such a great like first time, or if you're a recurring opera goer, like just great for everybody. It's only a little over an hour long, which is already super awesome from a lot of people. But also, the entertainment factor I think is underrated. It is full of like everything you can imagine, comedy, drama. It even has some really touching parts that might make you tear up a little bit. The singing is fantastic. It's like a grand opera scale, the kinds of singing that you do, but in a very chamber, intimate sort of environment. And I just have heard so many people who walked away from it saying like, wow, this was not what I expected, and I was just so delighted and entertained. And I just really think it's an awesome show for anyone to come see.
I'm trying to think of how recently it was that the last of these left the Supreme Court. This is recent history, but what are we talking about? Let's see. Was Justice Ginsburg the latter of the two to leave? And that would have
So is it
been.
and actually the first compos the first performance of this show was while both justices were still alive. And then Derek Wang rewrote the ending after Scalia died. And so it has this new ending that is really poignant and beautiful. There was not a rewrite after Justice Ginsburg passed, but I think in this form, it really fits really well as an ending, and it still pays homage to both of the justices.
And again, the performance is taking place in the courthouse. That's pretty significant. Derek Wang, the author, he's significant in legal communities, both as a writer. I would guess he's probably also a member of the bar somewhere. I'm not sure. So
And
this is really some high.
he was writing this opera while he was in law school.
Well, it's really taken off though, and we're so glad that the Wichita Grand Opera is tackling it with something of an expert who's off her successful run in Naples, Florida, Jenna Clark. Thanks for being with us.
I guess you could say that.
Dan, when did you first encounter this material?
I guess about 6 months ago. So Whitney Reeder, the director of the opera, approached me about looking at Scalia. And it's kind of funny because we'd been talking about, well, about promoting opera, things like that. And I had mentioned to him that I had been on stage with Justice Ginsburg way back in the 90s a couple of times. She used to do cameos in operas when I was singing up in Washington, D.C. And I spent some time also in the Army Chorus back in the day and sang in the Supreme Court chamber and sang for Justice Scalia and got to meet him too. Those are two people who, while they were kind of really on the opposite end of perspectives concerning the Constitution, got along very well in the world of opera. They were opera fans, and both of them would perform as supernumeraries on the stage on walk-ons at the Met, in Washington Opera. It's really remarkable, and I think that's one of the central kind of drawing features, their friendship around opera. It's really interesting. It's a giant metaphor.
I don't say this very often, but I think that the biographies, the credentials that each of you bring to this is, I almost wish that you two could go to the lip of the stage before the performance and tell us the same thing that you're telling us here on the radio. I'm glad we get a chance to share this information. Against two performances of Scalia Ginsburg, one on the 12th, one on the 13th, both at the Sedgwick County Courthouse, and dinner beforehand. Dinner beforehand, and then the baton comes down at 6:30. One of the most popular melodies from all of opera, Eric Kunze led the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra in La Donna e Mobile by Verdi from Rigoletto. And I understand that by just freak coincidence, that's actually quoted in the opera we're talking about this noon hour, Scalia Ginsburg, taking place this weekend. So, Dan, you were mentioning that. Was that, where does that come up in the opera in question?
Oh, let's see. You'll find it. Quote. So, in the original opera, in the Verdi, it's the Duke of Mantua talking about how inconstant women are as he flits from romance to romance. It's really ironic. And in the opera that we're looking at, Derek Wang takes it to talk about how inconstant the judgments of the Supreme Court are. They flit back and forth. And so this quote comes up talking about how the court is so changeable. Of course, immobile. So it's really funny. This is just one instance of many where the music kind of comes in to make a commentary on what's being said, and some humor results.
Jenny, you were su suggesting behind the scenes there are some other quotes from opera elsewhere in this one.
Yes, this opera is full of quotes from different operas. And in fact, if you are familiar with opera or you love opera, it could actually be some kind of game to just see if you can guess how many quotes you can find from different things. And all of the musical quotes align with what is actually being said in the opera by Justice Ginsberg or Justice Scalia. So they have a correlation to what's happening in the story.
So this is an opera that is increasingly popular, but you'll only have so many chances in your lifetime to see it. You happen to have two this weekend, but just barely, because seating is extremely limited, just 64 individuals for the 12th and the 13th. You can find details at wichitagrandopera.org. You can click right through and get tickets there rather than take a chance at one of the well, what appears to be an online retailer, but turns out to be some sort of scam. Do be very, very careful. Don't let someone leverage the good name of the Wichita Grand Opera into making you doing something that doesn't work out. So again, it's wichitagrandopera.org. Jenna, thanks. Dan, thanks for being with us,
Of course. Thanks for having
and
us.
sing your lungs out this weekend. I know you will. If
Oh, yeah.
it's
Will
appropriate
do.
to say break a leg, I just did, and if it's not, I take it back. Thanks for
Both
being with us.
appropriate.